Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power, and happy 4th of July to all of you who are listening. This is Donna Sebo, and we're going to have an open mic day today. We're going to be discussing a little bit about history, but if you want to call in and chat with me and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, I would be delighted to do it. Here are the telephone numbers that you call into toll-free. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have a direct line, the 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Remember, this is an open mic hour. I'll be sharing all kinds of different points of information with you, but if you want to chat, just give me a buzz. It's really simple. And what I'll do is give you my mental impressions after getting your first name or initial. Of course, I always like to know where you're calling in from. And then you'll be welcome to ask me a question about anything that strikes your fancy, that you are interested in. This holiday is a very special holiday. Of course, so many of us are going to be out in the backyards barbecuing, or we're going to be packing up our picnic baskets and our coolers and going off to particular locations because the fireworks are going to be played later on in the evening as it gets dark. But it's a great day for getting together with family and friends. And I don't know about your neighborhood, but we've already had firecrackers going off in our neighborhood well in advance of the holiday. And it's really something that has been very special. I can remember, even when I was younger, there were so many activities that were planned, especially regarding this holiday. So it's going to be a wonderful time for so many of you. And wherever you are, I hope the weather is utterly magnificent here in the Pacific Northwest. We had a bunch of wind that came in. It was a little bit cool, but it's warming up. And by this evening, the sky should be clear, so when those fireworks go off, they're going to be utterly spectacular. But this holiday came about because of a group of people that decided that they were going to do an item called the Declaration of Independence. And I wanted to share some information with you because it's not often discussed. There were 56 men that were involved in putting this together. You ever wonder what happened to any of those men? Perhaps it was never a part of your curiosity. Well, I've got some details on that. Also, a little bit of background, and I know so many of you know this, that during the American Revolution, the legal separation from Great Britain occurred on July 2nd, 1776. We think it's July 4th, but that wasn't the case. It was on July 2nd, 1776, when the Second Continental Congress voted to approve a resolution of independence that was proposed in June by Richard Henry Lee of Virginia. Now, after they voted for independence, the Congress turned its attention to the Declaration of Independence, the statement explaining the decision that was made, which had been prepared by a committee with Thomas Jefferson as its principal author. Now, Congress debated and revised the Declaration, finally approving it on the 4th of July. Now, John Adams, apparently, the day before this was approved, on July 3rd, had written to his wife, Abigail, and this is what his statement said. The second day of July, 1776, will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations, from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward forevermore. Now, again, that he presumed it was going to be April the 2nd, but that's not what happened. The people at that time celebrated independence on July 4th, and that's the date shown on the much-publicized Declaration of Independence rather than on July 2nd, the date the Resolution of Independence was approved in the closed session of Congress. Now, one of the most enduring myths about Independence Day is that Congress signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. And this myth has become so firmly established that, you know, these many years after the event and nearing the end of the lives of the people that were involved in it, even the elderly Thomas Jefferson and John Adams had come to believe that they and other delegates had signed the Declaration on the 4th. Most delegates actually signed the Declaration on August 2nd, 1776. So there's all kinds of tidbits of history that go along with the 4th of July. 1777, 13 guns were fired, one in the morning and again as evening came upon the environment on July 4th in Bristol, Rhode Island. Philadelphia celebrated the first anniversary in a manner that we would recognize. They had a big dinner for the Continental Congress. They had toasts, 13-gun salutes. There were speeches, prayers, music, parades, troop reviews, and fireworks. And all of the ships in the area were decorated with red, white, and blue. In 1778, General George Washington marked July 4th with a double ration of rum for soldiers and an artillery salute. Across the Atlantic Ocean, Ambassadors John Adams and Benjamin Franklin held a dinner for their fellow Americans in Paris, France. In 1779, July 4th fell on a Sunday, so nobody at that time would celebrate holidays on Sunday, so the holiday was celebrated on Monday, July the 5th. 1781, the Massachusetts General Court became the first state legislature to recognize July 4th as a state celebration. And in 1783, Moravians in Salem, North Carolina, held the first celebration of July 4 in the country with a challenging music program assembled by Johann Friedrich Peter. And the work was titled The Psalm of Joy. Now, in 1791, that was the first recorded use of the name Independence Day. And in 1870, the U.S. Congress made Independence Day an unpaid holiday for federal employees. And in 1941, Congress changed Independence Day to a paid federal holiday. And the residents of Vicksburg, Mississippi, celebrated Independence Day for the first time since July 4, 1863, when the siege of Vicksburg ended with a Union victory during the American Civil War. These are just little tidbits that I came across, and when you think about a holiday you celebrate, so many times you just take it for granted. You don't realize that there's an evolution of events that bring us into what we take for granted today. Now, there were 56 men that signed the Declaration of Independence, and this is what happened to them. What they did was very daring in their day, extremely daring. And this is what happened to those 56 men. Five of the signers were captured by the British as traitors and tortured before they died. 12 of the signers had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons serving in the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 fought and died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War. They signed and pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. What kind of men were they? 24 of the 56 were lawyers and jurists, 11 were merchants, 9 were farmers and large plantation owners. All of them were men of means, well-educated. But they signed the Declaration of Independence knowing full well that the penalty would be death if they were captured. Carter Braxton of Virginia, a wealthy planter and trader, saw his ship swept from the seas by the British Navy. He sold his home and properties to pay his debts, and he died in rags. Thomas McKean was so hounded by the British he was forced to move his family almost constantly. He served in the Congress without pay, and his family was kept in hiding. His possessions were taken from him, and his poverty was the reward. Vandals or soldiers looted the properties of Dillery, Hall, Clymer, Walton, Gwinnett, Hayward, Rutledge, and Middleton. At the Battle of Yorktown, Thomas Nelson, Jr. noted that the British general Cornwallis had taken over the Nelson home for his headquarters. He quietly urged General George Washington to open fire. The home was destroyed, and Nelson died bankrupt. Francis Lewis had his home and properties destroyed. The enemy jailed his wife, and she died within a few months. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside as she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields and his gristmill were laid to waste. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and his children vanished. A few weeks later, he died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Norris and Livingston suffered similar fates. Such were the stories and sacrifices of the American Revolution. Now, these were not wild-eyed, rabble-rousing ruffians. These were men of position, of financial means, and high education. They had security, but they valued liberty more. When it came time to give their pledge, they stood tall, and they said, "For the support of this declaration, with firm reliance on the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." These men are why we have a free and independent America. They're not the only ones, but they started it all. And, you know, the Revolutionary War wasn't just about fighting the British. All Americans at that time were considered British subjects, and they were fighting their own government. We would have been considered terrorists by the British. We do take our liberty for granted, don't we? We just expect it's going to be there. However, this small group of men was able to gain freedom from what they felt was an overbearing central government bent on robbing individuals of basic rights to speech, self-defense, and personal property. We need to remember that in today's world where we get so frightened. We need to remember on this day and every day, but especially this day, that these were people that put everything they had on the line. They weren't just thinking of themselves. They were thinking of those that were living in this country, and they believed in the purpose of freedom so strongly that nothing was too great a sacrifice to make it a reality. I interviewed two men this week. Both of them were veterans, one of World War II, fighting in four major conflicts during that time, and the other a Vietnam veteran. Each of these men have just as much passion as so many other men and women in the military and those that are not in the military to really stand true for the right of freedom. But freedom is never free. It's a fabulous word. It's a powerful word. But we have to have due diligence with it. And I thought I would read the Declaration, because I think it is important to be reminded of it. It's easy to grumble, it's easy to complain, but it's not always easy to listen and to remember. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. That was the Declaration of Independence of the 13 colonies in Congress, July 4, 1776. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. Very powerful stuff. And something, again, we need to remember. We need to remind ourselves of these things. Because there's very few places in the world, believe me, if you talk to people as I have, very few places in the world that have the freedoms as we have had. So we must cherish them, we must protect them, and not sign them away because we are fearful. Fear. Why are we fearful? Of what are we fearful? Keep in mind those 56 men. They had a lot to lose, and they were willing to sacrifice it all to be free. And that's what we need to remember. Donna Sebo here on this 4th of July, 877-876-5227, Canadians 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. We are going to be sharing all kinds of little goodies with you today. Boy, I don't know about you, but if you've been talking with friends, they say, I want to go on vacation. I can't afford it. My goodness, I was talking with someone just yesterday. They had planned on going down to California, and they were going to drive down. They had done this quite frequently. They love to drive. But they said, gee, even though my vehicle is getting 40 miles to the gallon, I'm just not going to do it. It's just too much time. It's too much money. And what I planned on doing, it is not cost-effective. So they said, we are just enjoying some things that are in the local area. My goodness, there's so much going on just right here in our own home turf. I don't need to go anyplace else. Well, apparently, that is the attitude of a lot of people. They're saying, well, I want to do something different. I just can't justify spending $1,000 on gasoline traveling to XYZ Point. So what else can I do? Well, sometimes it's good if you're not able to take a two-week vacation. Maybe you just want to take a little mini-vacation. Well, the power of the mind is a very good one to utilize to do exactly that. And you can do it anytime, anyplace, anywhere. One great way is to act like a tourist in your own town. Now, we're talking about the power of the mind. Pretend you have friends visiting from out of town. If you're like us, you often don't do anything in your local area. There can be all kinds of things going on. Concerts in the park, special art exhibits, museums, just all kinds of wonderful sporting activities. Why don't you do it? Heck, you live there. This is your neighborhood. Eh, why bother? But you know what? You might find out about a lot of fun things that you can do just right in your own home turf. And if you think of, gee whiz, what would I do if I had a guest coming into town? Where would I take them? What would I show them? Treat yourself. Treat yourself like you were a guest in your own hometown. Check out the local boutiques, the shops, the museums. Get out the newspapers. See what's going on in your local community. You can get involved in so many things if you don't have the budget to do extensive traveling by automobile, if that's one of your favorite ways of traveling. Then do that. Also, remember what I said about using the power of the mind? Why don't you do some visualization? Go into that part of your mind. Maybe do some research at the library or check out some different things with a travel agency. And start visualizing the type of vacation you'd like to have. Take a little mini vacation in your mind. Maybe you want to go to the Bahamas. Maybe you'd like to be visiting Vienna. Start reading and look at things like this. And you know what? What may happen is that you might have the opportunity to actually do it. But if you visualize it in your head, it's something that gives you that little bit of a mental break. Music is good for that, too. Also, you can use your computer to introduce yourself to places maybe you would like to visit. If you can't afford it right now, well, start putting some money aside for it. But here are a couple of websites that you can go to that provide web cam views from all over the world. You can go to earthcam.com, earthcam.com, and also you can go to uswebcameras.com. That's uswebcameras.com. And again, you can just do this on your coffee break, or if you just wanted to take a mental break of any kind and explore places around the world that you'd like to visit. The computer is your genie. The computer will allow you to do exactly that. Donna Sebo here. We've got an open mic day. You're welcome to give me a call if you so desire. Telephone number to call in to is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also 530-876-3222. Well, we have on the news frequently talk about salmonella with the tomatoes, and we have E. coli that comes up. Do you know you can have superbugs in your fridge? Oh, yes, isn't this nice? You're saying, Donna, gee, isn't this terrific? You're adding another bug in our life. Well, you don't have to worry about your E. coli in your spinach or salmonella or botulism in your canned goods or on your tomatoes. You know, there actually could be an antibiotic-resistant superbug in your own fridge. Now, there is a particular bacteria, the name of which is about a mile and a half long, but the abbreviation is MRSA. And they found that this thrived in the hospitals. But they found that it was recently discovered in live pigs from North America. They found that this had somehow or another entered into the food chain. Now, in Canada, a country that provides 80% of the United States pork imports, they found this MRSA in a sample of pigs, and it was really a surprise to everyone. They said that 1/4 of the 285 pigs studied were infected, according to a report in a veterinarian microbiology publication, with a 20% rate of transmission to the pig farmers themselves. Now, understand this. You cook pork, it's not going to be there. It's just not going to be there because cooking kills MRSA, just like cooking kills E. coli. The risks of food poisoning by this MRSA are very low who eat well-done pork. However, the USDA has found that the foodborne outbreaks have occurred due to contamination by food handlers. Food handlers. They didn't do it properly, so they spread the bacteria from pork products to other people. Proper handling and more sanitary living conditions for pigs can minimize such risks. Isn't it amazing how important sanitation is? And people get sloppy. When I think, and I forget what it was, in the 1800s, and I could be wrong, maybe one of you listening can remind me, it was in the 1800s, I believe, a physician discovered that you're supposed to wash your hands when you're going from patient to patient. He had observed that women were getting serious infections because doctors were doing surgeries on various individuals and would just go from them, never wash their hands, never clean their clothes. Sanitation just wasn't a big deal to them. And then they would touch the women. The women would be very badly infected, and many of them died. Well, this one physician figured out, wash your hands. That's all you do. You keep things clean. And by doing that, he wasn't having the disease transmission, just for that one simple thing. Everybody else thought he was out of his mind. He didn't know what he was doing. Well, it took a long time to do that. Do you know they find that it's still a problem? Yes. There are many people that are not aware, and they don't believe it. They don't want to pay attention to it, that the washing of hands is important. If you're around someone who is sick, cleanliness is important. You can transmit things to other people, even to yourself, by your hands. So these are things that when we hear about them, usually the first question is, what are the sanitation conditions of the animals and the people that are involved with this? It really makes a difference. That's one of the reasons why there's so many viruses that have come out of China. Now, that may change one day, but primarily it's because of poor sanitation. And I remember hearing the first report about that in the 1980s, early 1980s. It was amazing. They had traced it, the World Health Organization. So these are things we need to remember. It makes a difference, keeping stuff clean. That's why washing clothes in hot water so often is important if you've had someone that's ill in the house. These are things I might remember being taught very intensely when I was growing up, and it makes a difference. It really does. So just keep it in mind. Donna Siebel here, 877-876-5227. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756 and also 530-876-3222. Well, I've got to tell you, I'm very excited about an upcoming event. Those of you that are in the state of Washington, I want you to be aware of it. It's an event that I have participated in for 6 years now. It's the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. Now, this is being held the first 3 weekends in August. The hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's at Bear Creek DeWatto Road in Belfair. It has moved. This location, I was out on site yesterday with this. It is absolutely gorgeous. It is phenomenally wonderful. And if you want to get information about this, go to their website, thewashingtonrenfair.com. That's Washington, RENSAIRE.com. They have a toll-free number you can call, 888-233-3895. This event is just magical. It is so much fun. It is family-oriented. There is music, entertainment, there is art, there is jousting, and this new location is utterly awesome. Huge trees, beautiful areas that you can sit in, and you can have your food, your drink, you can watch all of the people in costume, and you can get in costume too. Costumes are going to be available to you. You are going to be able to dress in the moment if you so desire. There's 8 stages all day that include, as I mentioned, the jousting, dancing, there's comedy, they've got pirates, cannons go off, all kinds of food, there's about 100 vendors. I mean, it is just wonderful. I'm going to be out there, I'm going to be doing readings for people, and, of course, it's costume time. It's just absolutely delightful. So, if you want to get a discounted rate, if you want to get faster service, if you want to have your tickets in advance, print them online, go to WashingtonRenFair.com. And it is just great. The new directions as to where it's located are printed right there, are available for printing, I should say, right there on their website. So you don't want to miss that. It is just an absolutely wonderful event. And by golly, if you come out, do come by and say hello. We have people come in from all over the country to attend this Renaissance Festival. They're in their 11th year, and I'm just so pleased to be associated with it. So do come on out. Chocoholics. Are you a chocoholic? Oh. My goodness, chocolate, the staff of life in the minds of so many. Well, I'll tell you what, we are not the biggest and the baddest with chocolate. No, the first chocoholics were tinkering with cocoa around 1100 B.C. And I think it may even go back earlier than that. But that's what they've got to the best of their evaluation of information right now. But chocolate wasn't enjoyed as candy. They found that there were some 3,000-year-old pottery shards in northern Honduras that turned up traces of theobromine, and it is considered the food of the gods. This is a chemical that's found in cocoa. Apparently, it gives some kind of a buzz. New aspect to cocoa. Now, this discovery is the oldest evidence of cocoa manipulation. The analyzed 3,000-year-old vessel had a narrow spout, and the speculation is that the local people were imbibing a wine-like drink by fermenting the pulp that surrounds the seed of the cocoa plant. In contrast, the non-alcoholic concoction favored by the Aztecs about 2,000 years later was prepared in wide lipped jugs, and the liquid was poured back and forth to create a froth. Now, someone has come up with a concept for beer relative to all of this wonderful information that's been discovered. apparently those of you that are enthusiastic about the Golden Brew are going to be able to look forward to a loose recreation of this ancient brew sometime this year. There's Dogfish Headcraft Brewery in Delaware that's producing a drink based on the original recipe with the help of a biomolecular archaeologist, Patrick McGovern of the University of Pennsylvania Museum, who aided in the Honduran study. He said, we tweaked the recipe a little bit, adding hops for the modern palate, but I still think of it as a liquid time capsule. Cocoa? And make it beer? Okay, if it works, whatever your taste buds desire. This is Donna Sebo. Happy 4th of July to you. This is an open mic hour. If you want to give me a buzz, all you have to do is call 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Donna Sebo here. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyMD.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on BBSRadio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
At 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756 for Canadians, or 530-876-3222. The psychic area is always so fascinating. People have their stories that they like to tell. But there is one that, well, goes back a little bit in history, about 1913. And it's about a woman by Mrs. J.H. Curran of St. Louis, Missouri. Now, this woman had some experiences that brought recognition to her from around the world, and I don't know that she eagerly sought it. But this was a lady who had very little knowledge of history. She didn't read very much, and she did not know anything about language history. Yet, on July 8, 1913, she was playing with a Ouija board. And this is a woman that was not interested in spiritualism, was not interested in anything of that genre. The popular term psychic today wasn't really even used then that much. But she was curious enough, apparently, that she decided she was going to use a Ouija board. Now, on that particular day, there was a name that was spelled out by this board. It was called Patience Worth. Now, from that day forward, Mrs. Curran and Patience Worth, whoever she was, became very good and inseparable. Patience Worth became a significant part of Mrs. Curran's life. Now, through the writings or speech of Mrs. Curran, she was in a trance when she did this. Patience Worth first told of her birth in Dorset, England, in the 17th century. She detailed the immigration of her parents to America and her eventual death at the hands of an Indian war party. Now, Mrs. Curran did a number of sittings over the years, and Patience Worth dictated a set of historical novels in a variety of literary styles. And I'm going to tell you the rest of this story. This isn't make-believe. This is all documented. The rest of this story after we talk with this caller. Happy 4th of July to you, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, dear. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Where geographically am I calling from?
Yes, ma'am.
Florida.
Where in Florida?
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean.
Okay, and your first name or initial?
F.
Okay. Now, F, as I am watching you in my mind, I think that this division, emotional division that you are going through relative to 1, 2, 3, it looks like specifically 3 circumstances, you're going to have to continue to deal with some more information. You're not going to be able to get things as clearly in your mind and in your understanding as you would like in the next, I'd say just couple of days. It looks to me like it might take another 6 weeks, whatever is creating this emotional division within you. The key is to deal with facts and to try to keep clarity in front of you and to not allow your emotions to ride a roller coaster, so to speak, even though there may be that tendency to do it. It's like pull yourself back, say, wait a minute, let me be present with where I am right now so that I can see what's going on and see it clearly. If you are of that mindset and if you do keep that mindfulness, you're not going to ride an emotional mental roller coaster. You are going to find yourself being able to have the patience that you need to get through what you must work through. And this, I think, is going to be in the next 6 weeks. So there's a lot that is going to be taking your time, your effort, and your energy. And this is an emotional mental patterning that I'm looking at. Also, there are some conditions that will be affecting some people that are very close to you. You may feel like you need to fix something, and that may not be the best thing for you to do. You might need to, again, stand back, look at the facts, not make assumptions. Get your facts. And when you have that, then you'll be able to make decisions for the most appropriate action to take, if there is to be any, taken by you specifically as an individual. Actually, it would be better for the other individuals to do the action themselves. But if they ask you for your input or your advice, you could give it to them. But I think it's very important for you to have clarity for yourself first. What would you like to ask me today?
Well, I don't know what you mean by emotional division or a mental roller coaster. That's not my problem. I want to know what you think about my financial situation.
The financial situation is going to feel sort of odd to you for a while. However, there is a resolution to it. And this may well be an association with what I have just said. And I can appreciate that it may not be clear to you at this time. But again, you want to have your facts. You want to know exactly how everything is lining up and not make any assumptions, because you will be able to resolve certain concerns or certain actions. You will know what to do so that it plays out into a stable picture, whether it is looking for a job or an additional form of income, or maybe being able to make an adjustment if there is any kind of economic adjustment that has to be made, who you can go and talk to bring things into the harmony that you would want. But it's not something that is not fixable. It is not something that cannot be worked with to reach that level that you want. But it is going to take some time. It's not something that I'm seeing resolved, let's say, in the next 24 hours.
Well, I don't really have a lot of time.
Excuse me, hon?
That's one thing I don't have.
All right. Can you be more specific about what's going on?
Well, I really don't have a lot of time.
Well, I do know that there is a resolving of this. And I can understand why there would be some stress. But I would like to encourage you not to close the mind down to some options that may be right there close to you that you can utilize. And there may be someone that you can talk with, and there might be a couple people that you could talk with where you are comfortable. And I understand you're not going to want to discuss anything like that on the air. That's okay. But there may be someone that you can talk with that can show you some options that you can work with so that you will be able to take care and bring into harmony what needs to be done. So don't give up.
Well, you don't see anything beneficial anytime soon.
No, that's not what I said. What I'm saying is you've got to deal with the facts. You need to look at the facts, and then you need to look at what you can do with that. Don't close your mind. You may not have a resolution. Well, let me give you an example. There was an individual that was in a situation. She had literally no income coming in at all. And she was so desperate. She had a past payment. She was in tears. And she talked to someone and said, I'm just totally out of ideas. I just don't know what to do. And so this other person said after a while, you know what? How much money are we talking about here? And for this particular person, it was a couple of $1,000s. And so she was asked, do you have an automobile? She said, yes, I do have an automobile. And they checked the Blue Book value on the automobile, and the Blue Book value on the automobile was $2,500. She was able to get a loan for $2,500 that enabled her to take care of her house payment and some other things and got her over the hump that in her mind she was not able to take care of. I'm using that as an example. This was a woman who did not know what her options were. And someone else said, let's think about this. Because emotionally, she was in turmoil. She just didn't, in her experience, she just didn't see any options. And as soon as that option was presented, she said, by golly, this will work. But you have to ask questions. And you must reach out to people, because if you don't, and it's not being a beggar, it is not doing anything negative, it's being honest. Anyone and everyone can go through difficult times. So it's how can you work with it so that it is going to get you into that level of stability, like the woman I just talked to you about, enabling you to feel differently so you feel like you have got a balance. I don't know your circumstances. I don't know what is going on, and that's fine. That's your business. But you need to know that there are opportunities here. But you'll have to ask.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, hon. This is Donna Sebo. We are on an open mic show today, 877-876-5227. Or 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. Those are the telephone numbers if you would like to call in and chat with me. Now, I was chatting with you about Mrs. Curran of St. Louis, Missouri, and how she had become, for all intents and purposes, a trance medium. And she was getting all of this information about patients' worth. And as I said, she was dictating through Mrs. Curran, a set of historical novels, various literary styles, and they were actually quite successful, and they were very, very well done. One of them was called Hope Trueblood. It was a novel of the 19th century. Now, the critics just raved about this, and they said, it's just amazing. This is excellent dialogue. It's just got so much feeling to it. Now, Mrs. Curran, this is very interesting. She could write two or more novels simultaneously as they were dictated by patient's worth. She would write a chapter on one book, then do the same with a totally different subject, and always continue the first book without losing the theme. Now, she wasn't limited to novels. She could write poems. She replied in prose that was of the period, the various subjects put to her. And it was the remarkable knowledge of language and style that led her to a highly acclaimed work called Telka. It was about medieval England, written in the English of the time. Now, Mrs. Curran, this is all in trance state. She had never studied any of this. Again, she wasn't a reader. Now, they said the intelligence and wit of Patience Worth continued to astonish psychologists, but to Mrs. Curran, she was just a wonderful friend who told fascinating stories of days long ago. An amazing experience, all recorded with a 17th century girl, remarkable novels written through Mrs. Curran. Fascinating stories. The area of the mind is so amazing. And there's so many, many stories that are out there. But I just thought I'd share that one with you because the demonstrations of the skills of the mind come in so many different ways. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.DelphiInternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 or Canadians 888-815-9756. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Well, this is the 4th of July holiday. It's an open mic afternoon, but I want to let you know about the people that are coming up on the show next week. Ooh, we've got a fun week coming up. We're going to be bicycling beyond the divide. Daryl Farmer is going to be my guest. This is a man who was an avid bicyclist when he was in his 20s, really going through a number of different states. And as a mature man, he decides he wants to go the same route. Well, he's not as fit. His story is fascinating, fun, and it's going to be really inspirational, too. So we'll be talking to Daryl on Monday. Then, if you are a person that really is supportive of changing the environment, want to know how you can do it, we're going to find about green home dwellings for the 21st century. A lot of people are interested in this, and they're saying we can do it better than it's ever been done before, benefit the planet. At the same time, we are going to benefit ourselves as well. Then on Wednesday, we'll be talking about a children's book, Tommy the Tomato. Jay Holt is going to be my guest. And then Alan Davidson, Body Brilliance. This is a man that went into the dregs of life, turned himself around, pulled himself back up, and is just absolutely awesome as a person. He's going to be my guest, and he was on my show last month, and if you remember when we were having the terrible fires, where then we had to close the studio. Well, he was my guest one day when that was going on, and the equipment just went wacky because of all the fire and the heat. So we have rescheduled him, and he's just a wonderful, wonderful man. Then on Friday, a week from today, we'll be talking about a wonderful dog named Merle, and it's Merle's Door. So we've just got a great lineup next week. I hope you'll tell your friends. And remember also that you can tune in to the archives at your convenience. If you miss any of the broadcasts, hey, we're busy people. So if you miss any of the broadcasts, just know you can listen to them whenever it's convenient to do so. If you're working on your computer, you can play it in the background. It's there for your listening pleasure. That's what we like to do for you here at bbsradio.com. Okay, give me a call if you want to chat, 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. Saving money. Oh, such a big thing. So many people are concerned, and I've seen the economy go through shifts and changes through the years, and when we get into what appears to be a downturn, or maybe you're saying, gee, I want to save a lot of money because I want to put my money to work for me, how can I do it? Well, you may want to be entertained for less. There is a website that you can go to called StubHub.com. That's right, Stub, S-T-U-B, Hub, H-U-B.com. You can get tickets through this website, sports, game shows, live shows, all kinds of different things. You might be able to go to an event for a fraction of the price because someone hasn't shown up. All sales on these tickets, by the way, are guaranteed. And look for single seats. This is a tip that was shared. They'll go for far less since most folks don't think to look for them. If you buy single seats, then meet up with pals after the show. It's okay. You don't have to all sit together, but I know we usually like to do that. Also, comparison shop. You can do this in seconds, and this is what the savvy shopper will do. Instead of driving around town in search of the best deals, you can get your information online. Now, to pinpoint which online or traditional store has the lowest price, you can send a text message with a price search request, such as price Nintendo WII to 4info, the number 4, I-N-F-O, and on your texture it would be 44636. And you'll immediately receive a text message with the rock-bottom prices that you're looking for. This is amazing to me. I mean, it used to be something we depended upon newspaper ads. We would check in the newspaper, you know, what store's doing this and what store's doing that. Now, We do it with computers, and now you have these in your phone, and you can utilize them. Technology is amazing. Also, if you want to dine out without paying full price, you love to go out to eat, just about everybody does. No matter what you like, you can go to restaurant.com for discount coupons. And some places will give you a $10 certificate. Maybe you pay $3 for it, $25 certificates for $10, or $50 certificates for $20. You can also get your local entertainment book, which is entertainment.com, and they're loaded with coupons. And there's just, it's just checking around. There's always ways that you can save money. Airline tickets. This is a big one because airline travel is going up. Why? Primarily because of the gasoline prices until they find a substitute. And they're always fluctuating. Sometimes things all of a sudden will break loose. So if you're a person that's flexible, you can really look for the lowest price. And if you're wanting to get fare alerts, go to airfarewatchdog.com. Airfarewatchdog.com. This free service will send you an email when the price of the plane ticket you want drops. So that is a fabulous service. You know, I have known of people that love to cruise. Now, frequently those people that I'm referring to for this type of an opportunity are those people that are more mature in age because they may have the time available just to pick up and go. But if you love to travel, especially with cruises, you can find out through cruise lines that how they can notify you for last-minute ticket sales for the cruises. And I had met a couple that the husband was a historian and just loved doing research and was writing books and all kinds of things. And the wife had the kind of work where she could, at the last minute, drop everything and just take off for a cruise. And they had it set up so that when the time came for them to do that, that's exactly what they did. They were gone. They'd be called 2 days' notice. You get your ticket for $250 or something. It was amazing. But the ships needed to be filled. So just another tip. Well, we're out of time. Remember always you're the master of your fate. You're the captain of your soul. This 4th of July, celebrate. Have a fabulous, fabulous time. But remember, freedom is a precious gift. And it's one that we must cherish and take care of. Because there is no such thing as a free lunch when it comes to the rights of privilege and freedom that we enjoy today. This is Donna Thiebaud. Have a fabulous holiday weekend. Talk with you on Monday, same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Thiebaud Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Thiebaud Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.